Well, since last weekend's Billboard Music Awards and his performance of Adore in the Sky has made all types of headlines, Miguel joins us right now here on The Ralphie Show. So, Miguel, I mean, when you go into one of these award show performances, are you thinking it's just going to be like a regular concert of yours, or are you trying to do something a little different?
I think the point is to kind of make an impact, you know, and whether it's on tour or it's for a live performance, it's almost like, what can we do that we haven't seen before, or something interesting, or if it's going to make people think or kind of wake them up, you know? And make an impact. I think that's our biggest goal.
Well, yeah, I'd say you made quite the impact, both literally and figuratively. And of course, before the BMAs, it's interesting because everybody's talking about this performance, but then how about we saw you at the Grammys and you made such an impact that Kelly Clarkson raving about you afterwards. Wow. Are we going to hear a duet between you two at some point or what?
And I hope so. I hope so if she can find some time for me. But I mean, it's just the hugest compliment, you know, especially because it was during her own Grammy acceptance. You know, so it was really special, and I appreciate it. So I'm looking forward to that time when we can get in the studio and hopefully, you know, create some great music.
Miguel's joining us right now. Somebody that you have created a song with that's currently climbing up the Billboard charts is Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I mean, MC.
You've had a song chart at pop radio before, but this one is just taking off. Do you view this song as possibly a career-changing moment for you?
You know, you can never say whether or not it will be, because it has everything to do with all the variables that go into making a record successful. But I will say, personally, it is life-changing. You know, just working with Mariah Carey is just a huge, huge honor. It was really tough, I'll be honest with you, because she can be very distracting. She's a beautiful woman. but I held it together, and I'm really glad that she was really keen on keeping me on the record and making me a part of the song. It just was a huge honor, and I'm excited that people are responding to the record the way that they are, and pop radio is, and it's cool to be introduced, you know, really introduced through Mariah Carey. It's
and
special.
To some new audiences.
Exactly. So I'm just along for the ride, man. I'm gonna ride the wave, and I don't plan on wiping out.
By the way, and a lot of people now have been asking me this on Twitter, is putting the pound sign in front of a song title like the new trend now? Is that what everybody's gonna start doing? You gonna do this coming up now?
Well, for this song, it was particularly fitting, only because the word that comes before beautiful is an expletive that I can't say, but pound happens to be the perfect symbol for the song. Pound.
Ah, okay.
You get it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of works out.
Everybody thinks you're just trying to create a Twitter trend. Nah, not so much the case.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That was Mariah's genius. She's like, get it? And I'm like, oh, word. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah,
and yeah. So there you go. And by the way, the explicit version of Beautiful available on iTunes now. Miguel, glad you're okay. Thanks for making some time, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me, man.